Good evening and welcome to Sunday Showcase. I am Damiano Pietropaolo. Tonight, we continue with our dramatization of A Suitable Boy, the internationally acclaimed novel by Vikram Seth. In this epic love story, Vikram Seth paints a sweeping portrait of India just after her independence from Britain. This radio dramatization is a richly imagined panoramic canvas of the sounds of a complex multi-ethnic society undergoing great change. Recorded entirely on location in India, A Suitable Boy was dramatized and directed by John Dryden and features a cast of 48. It was first heard on BBC Radio. Here now is Episode 4.
How are you feeling?
Just very tired.
Been working hard?
Yes, I suppose so. Where am I? What happened?
You're in hospital. You collapsed during a lecture.
Oh. Where's my wife?
She's resting at home. Doctor's orders, she's fine.
What's that?
The ECG machine.
It's not very big.
How'd you sleep?
Fine.
How'd you feel?
Really, Doctor, what's the purpose of an ECG? That's for the heart, and my problem is my asthma.
Well, this time it's not asthma alone.
What?
It is your heart. You have what we like to call severe right ventricular strain.
Have I had a heart attack or something?
Dear Lata, it can be no easy time for you with Pran's illness, and by now maybe his baby too. So I'm sorry to burden you with this request. I hardly ever see the photograph you gave me because it does the postal rounds. Please do send me another photograph of yourself, recently taken. I will not send that one around. Do you mind if I keep your photograph on my table? It may tend to keep me more ambitious. As I look at your photograph, just back from my father, I find that smile on the brink very attractive. You certainly have a poise which makes you very attractive to me. But then you must, I'm sure, be knowing it yourself. Others will have told you all that before me. Sometimes it seems to me that meeting you is too good to be true. I was at a dead end. I knew not what to do and where to look for company. You came into my life like a brightening influence, like someone for whom I have the desire to become better. One of the things I like most about you is your directness. I feel comfortable speaking freely to you. Please also send me the impression of your foot, because I wish to design something for you. Would you like a low sandal for the summer, or do you wear the usual high heels? Remember me to your mother. Affectionately, Harish.
Pay attention, please, and don't get distracted. Miss Mera, shall we try that again? Oh, you are sick of self-love, Malvolio.
Yes. Oh, you are sick of self-love, Malvolio, and taste with a distemper.
No, Miss Mera. You are irritated with Malvolio. Oh, you are sick.
Oh, you are sick of self-love, Malvolio, and taste with a distemper after.
Much better, Miss Mera. But you seem rather too irritated. Tone it down a bit, just a little bit. You see, later on, when he really gets mad at you, even offensive, you'll have a range of unused emotions that you can bring into play.
Yeah.
Good, now.
Oh, you are sick of self-love, Malvolio, and taste with a distempered appetite. To be generous, guiltless, in a free disposition is to take care.
Lata!
Yes?
Lata!
Hello, Kabir.
Why have you been avoiding me?
What do you expect?
Oh, are you still angry with me?
No. Today you acted very well.
No, I don't mean the play. I meant our last real meeting.
Oh, that?
Yes, that.
I don't know. So much has happened since then.
Nothing has happened. Just a vacation.
I meant, I've thought so much about things.
Do you think I haven't?
Kabir, please, what I meant was I've thought about us as well.
And no doubt, you still think I was unreasonable.
I think it's important that we review the syllabus every 6 months.
Yes, anyway, do you want to take a walk? At least it'll give us something to do in our silences. So, do I deserve an answer?
It was I who was being unreasonable. You were quite right. I was being unfair and unreasonable, and everything else you said. You and I, it's not possible. It never was. Not because of time and careers and studies and other practical things.
Why then?
Because of my family. However much they irritate me and constrain me, I can't give them up. I know that now. So much has happened. I can't give up my mother. I just see how much she cares about everything and how she would be affected by this.
By this? You mean by you and me?
Kabir, do you know of any mixed marriages that have worked out?
Do you know of any that haven't? Unmixed marriages aren't always ideal either.
I know.
Well, then doesn't it matter that I care for you and you care for me?
Don't put it like that, Kabir.
Don't you care for me?
I do. I do.
Then why didn't you write to me when you were in Calcutta? Why don't you talk to me?
Because of that.
Will you always love me? Because I know I will.
Please stop, Kabir. I can't take this.
Why should we stop meeting?
Meeting? Kabir, you don't see the point. Where would it lead to?
Does it have to always lead to something? Can't we just spend time together? Do you mistrust my intentions?
No. But wouldn't it all just be miserable?
So what do we do?
I don't know. We have to spend some time together now. In a way, at least on stage, at least for another month. We've trapped ourselves into it.
Can't you just wait for another year?
What will change? How are you feeling, darling?
Just being bitten by a mosquito.
Oh, poor darling. Bad mosquitoes.
That's the problem with the room on the ground floor.
Hmm? What is?
The mosquitoes.
We close the windows.
Too late. They're already in.
I'll get them to spray the room with Flit.
Spray will knock me out as well. I can't leave the room while they're doing it.
That's true.
Savita, why don't we ever quarrel?
Don't we?
No, not really.
Well, why should we?
I don't know. I feel I'm missing out on something. And look at Arun and Meenakshi. You tiell me they're always having tips. Young couples always have tips.
Well, we could have tips about the baby's education.
That's too long to wait.
About his feeding times? Don't go back to sleep, Pran. You're being very tiresome.
From the rehearsal, I imagine.
Yes, ma'am.
It was an excellent rehearsal, ma'am. You should see how Lata has opened out. You'll really enjoy the play when you come.
I'm not interested in how Lata has opened out. I will certainly see the play, but Lata will not be in it.
Ma, we thrashed all this out earlier. Yes, Savita, let's not argue. Hello, Savita, how's the patient?
Fast asleep. Do you know, I think he's enjoying all the attention he's getting.
Hello, Malati.
Hello.
How was the rehearsal?
Girls should not be in plays.
Now she doesn't want me to be in the play.
What? You can't withdraw Lata now. You agreed to let her act. It'll be impossible for them to find someone else, and she's learned her lines.
So, you know as well. Children cause one nothing but pain.
No. No what?
That boy, Kabir, is acting in the play with Lata. I'm ashamed of you. I trusted you and you've been devious.
What?
Yes, yes. It's all very well. When you become a mother, you too will find out. You will make sacrifices and then they will break your heart. You, Malati, you may well smile, young lady.
I'm not smiling.
You may think you're very clever, but I always know what's going on.
Ma, we had no idea that Kabir would be acting. I was trying to keep Lata out of his way.
Yes, yes, I know, I know. I know it all.
Ma, let's talk about this later. It certainly isn't Malati's fault, and I can't back out now.
And you've had a letter from Harish as well. Aren't you ashamed to be even seeing this other boy?
How do you know I've had a letter from Harish?
I'm your mother, that's how I know.
Well, Ma, you may trust me or not, but let me tell you, I did not know Kabir would be in the play, and there is no plot at all.
He is half mad. Did you even know that? You're laughing at me.
No, Ma, at him. He's achieving madness quite nicely. He's playing the part of Malvolio.
How can you laugh at this? How can you laugh at this?
I think I'd better go.
No, you stay here, young lady. You should hear this too. Then you will advise Lata better. I met this boy's father at the Sabzipur Club. He told me that his wife was fully mad, locked away in a hospital. The peculiar way he said it made me think that he was also partly mad.
Poor Kabir.
Mad. You remember that when you go gallivanting around having a gala time. Muslim and mad.
My dear Lata, I feel sorry to burden you at this difficult time with some bad news, but I had to write to you today under the very great stress of circumstances. I now find myself jobless. It happened very suddenly and through no fault of my own. I hope that your mother does not take this too seriously. There are other jobs in the offing, I am sure, and it will not take too long to fix up. It may be that the Praha Shoe Company will have a position for me. I have written to them several times in the past, but as yet have had no reply. I plan to go to Calcutta and present myself to them. Under these circumstances, there are a few things that you shall have to decide.
What's the matter with you now?
Nothing much. Just lungs, heart and liver.
But you don't look like a man with heart failure.
Well, I don't have heart failure yet. At least I don't think I do. What I have is a severe strain. Anyway, where have you been?
I've been living with my friend, Firuz.
Everyone's been worried about you.
About me?
No one knew where you were. Mother was really worried, Ma.
I had to give Father a chance to cool down a bit. He did throw me out. Anyway, everything's fine with them now. I think you provided a useful distraction from me.
You seem very well.
Except I'm not. I fall upon the knives of life. I bleed.
Thorns.
Thorns?
Thorns.
Oh, well then, that's what I fall upon. At any rate, I'm miserable.
Your lungs are in good shape, though.
But my heart isn't. Or my liver.
Sit down. Are you still seeing...
that woman?
I don't know.
You don't know?
She threw me out of her house the other day. Do you think that's a good sign?
Not on the face of it.
I suppose you're right. But I love her dreadfully. I can't live without her.
Oh, like oxygen.
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, I'm going to send her a note today. Rose is going to take it. I'm going to threaten to end it all.
End what all? Your life?
Yes, probably. Do you think that'll win her back?
Well, you plan to back your threat up with action?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Anyway, don't. I'll miss you. And so will Savita. And the baby when he arrives. And so will mother. Possibly father too. And so will your creditors.
Dear Haresh, your letter came to me today and I'm replying immediately. You must believe that it doesn't make any difference to me. Affection doesn't depend on things like jobs. Everything happens for the best. And, as Ma says, if at first you don't succeed, try again. I feel sure something will emerge. Ma was worried to get your news, but not exactly in the way you think. She was more worried because she thought I was worried. And she kept telling me not to worry, that everything would be all right. I was only worried because I thought you must be very upset, especially as you hadn't written for a while. So you see, it was a sort of vicious circle. I'm happy you haven't lost any of your optimism and are not bitter. I hate people who wear martyred airs, just as I dislike self-pity. It is the cause of too much unhappiness. You ask if I want you to come to Brahmapur on your way to Calcutta. It would be good to talk to you again. The only problem is that the house is in chaos at the moment, and even if you were to live in a hotel, you'd see us at a very confused time. My sister's baby is due at any moment, and all my afternoons are taken up with rehearsals, which put me in a very confused state. I don't know if I'm myself or one of Shakespeare's creatures. Ma is also in a peculiar mood. All in all, it is not a good time for us to see each other.
I hope you do not think I am trying to put you off.
Man's there too. Quite happy to be mistaken for the father.
A girl? How is Savita?
Fine. I've had a word with the obstetrician. He says the birth was a little difficult, but nothing unusual.
Well, let me go to see her and the baby. I suppose she can't move.
No, she can't. Not for a couple of days. She has a few stitches. And I'm sorry, Pran, you can't move either. Neither movement nor excitement will conduce to your recovery.
This is ridiculous.
But the baby, unlike the mother, is a transportable item. And she can certainly be brought to you here. It's a good thing you aren't infectious, or even that wouldn't have been possible.
Dearest Pran, herewith find enclosed one baby. Size M, sex F, color R. To be returned after inspection and approval. I am very well and longing to see you. And I've been told that in 2 or 3 days' time, I can move around carefully. It's these stitches which make certain things difficult for me. The baby has a definite personality, and I feel she's taken quite a liking to me. I hope you are equally lucky. Her nose reminds me of Ma's, but nothing else reminds me of anything else in either of our families. She was very slippery when she came out, but now she's been cleaned and talcumed for presentability. Please don't worry about me, Pran. I'm very well. And Ma will be sleeping in my room next to the baby's cot, so that I'll be able to rest except for feeding times. I hope you are all right, my darling, and congratulations. It's difficult to think of myself in my changed status. I know I've had a baby all right, but I can't believe I'm a mother. Lots of love, Savita.
My dearest Savita, baby meets required standard. And don't worry, slippery people are necessary in the scheme of things.
Adar!
What'll you have, Billy?
A gimlet.
One gimlet and one Tom Collins.
That's Khandelwal sitting there by himself.
The Praha chap.
Praha?
He's the chairman of the Praha Shoe Company. We're their insurance.
Oh, that reminds me. Meenakshi and I are organizing a dinner party.
Oh?
Something my mother's insisted on. She wants me to vet some shoemaker who's just started working for Praha. She has some idea that he might be a suitable match for my sister, Lata. Don't suppose you and Shireen would like to come along, too? You know, keep the conversation going?
Well, when?
Otherwise, we'll spend the whole evening talking about shoes.
Will Meenakshi be there?
Of course. Well, actually, she's dreading it. But duty is duty.
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, by the way, Meenakshi's expecting again.
Expecting?
Yes. You know, old fellow. Preggers.
Yes, yes.
Are you feeling all right, old chap? Another drink? Abdar?
Yes, sir.
Another gimlet? Though we were taking the usual precautions, it shows you never can tell. Determined fellows.
Fellows?
Babies. They want to appear, so they do without consulting their parents. Meenakshi's been looking worried. But I suppose it's all for the best. Aparna could do with a brother. Or sister, I suppose. I say, Billy, you're looking rather poorly. Is it the sun?
No.
We can change tables.
No, just tired. Working too hard, I suppose.
Take it easy. Doesn't Shireen tick you off? Act as a moderating influence and all that?
Shireen? Oh, yes. Shireen.
How is Lata?
Very well.
And your mother?
Very well, thank you.
This is delicious, Meenakshi, really.
Thank you, Shireen. Darling, I think our glasses...
Yes. Let me open another bottle.
And the baby?
The baby?
Your new niece. Uma, isn't it? She must be flourishing.
More wine, Shireen?
Yes, thank you.
Don't overdo it, dear.
I'm sure Shireen can decide for herself, Billy.
Do you have any children?
Yes, a girl.
What is it you do exactly, Harish? I understand you've been taken on by Prahas in some sort of position.
A managerial position, I presume?
Well, not a manager's position. I'm in a supervisory position at the moment, though my previous job was in a manager's position. I decided to take this job because it has more of a future.
Supervisory?
I'm a foreman.
Ah, a foreman.
Praha usually starts people on the shop floor, not even in supervisory jobs.
Hmm.
You're from Delhi originally, aren't you, Harish?
Yes, indeed.
And then I understand you went to England for your education? Was that to Oxford or to Cambridge?
I went to the Middlehampton College of Technology.
What plays have you seen recently, Harish?
Plays?
Well, since you've come from England, I presume you'd have taken the opportunity to visit the theatre.
I didn't have much of an occasion to see plays in the Midlands. But I did see a large number of films.
Well, I expect you visited Stratford. It's not far from Middlehampton.
I did.
They're restoring Anne Hathaway's cottage, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What do you like best about London, Harish, when you do happen to be there?
The pubs, of course. No matter where you go, you bump into a pub.
Where do you buy toys for your daughter? I'm always telling Billy to buy toys from England. They make such good gifts. People are always being born in India and I don't know what to give them.
I always believe that one should go for the tried and tested stores. And really, there still is nothing to compare with Hamleys. Toys from top to bottom. Nothing but toys on every floor. And it's done up beautifully at Christmas. It's on Regent Street, not far from Jaeger's.
When were you last in England, Aaron?
Are you all right?
Yes, yes. Some water. That's better. Now, Billy and Shireen, are you going to the Chatterjee Bash for New Year's Eve?
Yes, we're planning to.
When was the last time you were in England?
Well, as it happens, it might surprise you to learn that I've never actually had the opportunity to go there. But of course, we're going in a few months' time.
That's very good. You'll really like it.
Do you know, Billy? Do you know that I'm expecting?
Yes. Arun mentioned it to me.
Well?
Well, should I congratulate you?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. You might be congratulating yourself in a few months.
But we were careful.
I've been careful with everyone.
Everyone?
I mean, with you and with Arun. All right, let's change the subject. Here he comes. And of course, I understand nothing about these handicaps and so on, but I do like the names, Eagles and Birdies, and they sound so...
You still out here? Another whiskey, Billy?
Oh, I don't know. I suspect Shireen is getting restless.
No, she's deeply engaged in a conversation with Harish about insults.
Perhaps I ought to rescue her.
Don't. Finish your cigarette first, and Arun will top up your whiskey.
Don't be too long, darling.
I'll come in a moment. And I hope you're not eyeing up Shireen while my back's turned.
See you in a minute.
Now, Billy, when should we meet?
We can't meet. Not after this.
I can't get pregnant twice. It's perfectly safe now.
Really, Meenakshi?
Don't really Meenakshi me. We are going to continue as before, Billy. Or I won't answer for the consequences.
You wouldn't tell him.
Wouldn't I?
And the baby?
I'll have to think of what to do about that. I go mad wondering about it otherwise, not knowing. That's something I might need a little help with, too. So let's say Friday afternoon? Friday afternoon, then. That's fixed. It really is lovely to see you again. But you're looking a little under the weather, Billy. Eat a raw egg before you come.
Sicken and so die. That strain again. It had a dying call.
Oh, it came over my ear like the sweet sound that breathed upon a bank of violets, stealing.
Better a wicked fool than a foolish lady. God bless thee, lady.
Take the fool away. Do
See not here, fellows. Take away the lady.
Oh, go to. You're a dry fool. I'll know more of you. Besides, you grow dishonest.
Yes, ma'am.
How say you to that, Malvolio?
I marvel. Your lady takes delight in such a barren rascal.
Raise that boy, Kabir. I knew it all along. Look at them. Yourself.
Oh, you are sick of self-love, Malvolio, and taste with a distempered appetite. To be generous, where is Malvolio? He is sad and civil and suits well for a servant with my fortunes. Where is Malvolio?
He's coming, madam, but in a very strange manner.
He's sure possessed, madam.
Why? What's the matter? Does he rave?
No, madam. He doeth nothing but smile. Your ladyship were best to have some guard about you if he come. For sure. Man is tainted in his wits.
Go call him hither. I am as mad as he, if sad and merry madness equal be. How now, Malvolio?
Sweet lady. Ho, ho.
Smilest thou? I sent for thee upon a sad occasion.
Sad lady? I would be sad. This does make some obstruction in the blood, this cross-guarding. What is that? If it please the eye of one?
It is with me as the very true sonnet is. Please one, and please all.
Why, how dost thou, man? What is the matter with thee?
Not black in my mind, though yellow in my legs. It did come to his hands, and commands shall be executed. I think we do know the sweet Roman hand.
Wilt thou go to bed, Malvolio?
To bed? Aye, sweetheart, and I'll come to thee.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Jeez.
You were wonderful.
Thank you, man.
And Firoz thought so too.
Yes, I did.
I never knew you could act so well. Don't blush.
No,
blush away. I'm not flattering you. You were excellent. And Malti too, she was brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and the Duke.
Yes, and the Duke. And Malvolio. And Sir Toby, of course.
You've left out the third footman.
Now, Lata, get changed quickly. Let's go home. It's late and you must be tired after talking so much.
Ma, I can't. I'll join you all later.
But don't you want to come now?
You can clean up your makeup at home.
Savita and I will help.
I'm sorry, Ma, but there's a party for the cast and we're going to celebrate. Malti and I have worked on this play for months and we've made so many friends. We won't see them till after the Dasara break. Please don't worry, Ma. Mr. Barua will make sure I get home safely.
Mrs. Mehra?
Yes?
Mrs. Mehra, I thought I would introduce myself. I am Kabir Durrani.
Yes, I know. Do you mind if my daughter doesn't attend the cast party?
No. Mrs. Mehra, I meant if...
I want to attend. This has nothing to do with anyone else.
Lata?
Yes, Ma.
I will wait for you at home. And Lata, don't be late. We are going to Calcutta tomorrow and we have to pack.
Yes, ma'am.
No, but it looks so good in the pink side.
Look who's here.
Hello, Amit.
Hello, Lata. Welcome to Calcutta.
It's Ma's birthday and she's just had a tantrum. She's impossible.
Oh, have I come at a bad time?
No, no. Arun has rushed out to buy some flowers to appease Ma. Varun has gone out with his friends. And we were just about to have tea. Why don't you two wait here? I'll go and talk to the cook.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you for sending me your book of poems. I especially enjoyed The Fever Bird. Did it take you long to write?
No. I wrote it out in a single drop when that damn bird kept me awake. I hate writing, you know.
Well, then why do you write?
It's better than spending my life doing law like my father and my grandfather before me. And the main reason is that I often like my work when it's done. It's just the doing that is so tedious. With a short poem, there's the inspiration, of course, but with this novel, I have to whip myself to my desk. You have a nice smile.
Well,
It's a pity I can't see it.
Oh, no. It would be wasted on you. You wouldn't know how to appreciate it. Certainly not as much as me.
So you're a connoisseur of smiles?
Far from it. How long are you here for?
Until the first week of January.
Well, are you doing anything tomorrow? The last time you were here, I promised to show you the botanical gardens. Come and see with me the banyan tree, if you are free.
I don't think I'm doing anything tomorrow.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Vera. Happy birthday and welcome to Calcutta.
She's going to Prahapur with the whole family. Her sister Savita is coming all the way from Brahmapur. It's a special occasion.
Oh.
How can you be so thoughtless? Harish has organized lunch for us at Prahapur, and you are thinking of gallivanting along to the botanical gardens.
I forgot, Ma. The date just slipped my mind for a moment. I was thinking of something else.
Forgot. You'll forget your own name next. Would you like a cup of tea, Ahmed?
Yes, thank you.
Now, you're sure there will be no problem even if we are as much as half an hour late?
No, no.
See, my friends are coming from Calcutta. You know how it is. Something might delay them.
No problem at all, Mr. Khanna. I've been running the club for 5 years now and I've grown used to adjusting to other people's changes.
The vegetarian dishes, they will present no difficulty? I know that is not usual at the club.
Please, rest assured.
And the Christmas pudding with the brandy sauce?
Yes, yes.
Do you think it should be apple strudel?
No, Mr. Khanna, the Christmas pudding is something special.
See, Kushwanji, no expenses to be spared.
Mr. Khanna, at 18 rupees per head, there's no need to mention such matters.
It's a pity the swimming pool has no water at this time of year.
Mr. Khanna, can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
You see, the special party for your friends will consume 2 weeks of your salary in just 2 hours. Must be something very important.
Of course, Mr. Krishnan. It is. It is the most important thing in the world. Welcome, welcome to Prahapur.
Thank you so much for inviting us all. How many times must I tell you, call me Ma? We've been so looking forward to seeing your new place at work.
So, how long have you been staying in Calcutta?
Just 2 days. Lata's term finished last week. You remember my son, Arun?
Yes, hello.
And
hello.
Meenakshi, his wife.
Hello. Yes, please, welcome.
And this is my eldest daughter, Savita.
Hello, Harish.
Hello.
She's come specially from Brahmapur to meet you.
I'm honored. How is Pran?
Oh, he's much better, thank you.
I was so concerned about him.
Yes, well, he's fine now.
I'm so pleased, really.
Thank you.
And Lata, remember Lata? Say something, Lata.
Hello, Arish. Thank you for inviting us.
Hello, Lata. Now, please, come inside. I've organized a little light lunch for us all in the manager's club.
Ah, the manager's club. Very impressive.
Please. And I'm sure you must need a drink after your long drive. I have everything. Beer, scotch, white horse, not, I'm afraid, black dog, gin, nimbuprani. Please, come.
Mmm, how lovely the flower arrangements are. And this cheesy thing is delicious.
I did not know what to ask the cook to make for you, Ma. But he thought that this would be a good idea. And he has a treat for the second course. So he says. I am only the second Indian to be permitted to live here in the manager's colony.
Oh, really? Why are you allowed in here?
Well, I drove a very hard bargain. If they wanted me, I insisted they must let me into the manager's club.
That is wonderful. Lata, are you listening to Harish?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and since starting, production has increased to 3,000 pairs. That's triple what it used to be.
Really?
The well-stitching operation was the real bottleneck.
This is a wonderful place to live. Don't you think so, Lata? Lata has been saying how much she's been looking forward to seeing you in your smart new place. And now that we have seen it, you must come for dinner on New Year's Day.
What was that, Mom?
Arun Bhai, why did you go out of your way to be unpleasant to Harish?
Perhaps you should ask him that question.
I don't think he was being particularly nasty to you.
Well, he certainly said that Praha was a household word in India, and that the same couldn't be said for Benson Price.
It's a fact.
I see you are determined to take his side.
That's not how I see it. Why couldn't you at least be civil? Don't you have any regard for Ma's feelings or for Lata's?
I most certainly do. That is precisely why I think this thing should be nipped in the bud. He's simply the wrong sort of man. A shoemaker in the family. Absurd.
I don't see what's wrong with making shoes. You're certainly happy to wear them.
I think I have a bit of a headache.
Yes, yes, I'm driving as fast as I can, considering I'm being distracted by my passenger. We'll be home soon.
Well, Alimpai, what do you have against him that you didn't have against Pran? You didn't have much to say about Pran's accent either when you first met him.
Pran's all right. He's getting to know the ways of the family.
He has always been all right. It's just that the family has adjusted itself to him.
Have it your way. Just let me drive in peace. Or would you like me to pull over and continue this argument? Meenakshi has a headache.
Arunbhai, this is not an argument. I'm sorry, Meenakshi. I have to have things out with him before he starts working on Ma.
I don't know what you hope to achieve by this discussion.
I just don't want you to ruin Lata's chances. She isn't too certain about things herself, you know. And I want her to make up her own mind, not have Big Brother deciding everything for her and laying down the law as usual.
Bloody idiot! Do you mind if we continue this conference at home?
There are hundreds of people at home. It will be impossible to make you see sense with all the interruptions. Don't you realize, Arunbhai, that offers of marriage don't come raining down from the sky every day? Why are you determined to thwart this one?
There are certainly others who are interested in Lata. Meenakshi's brother, for one.
Amit? Do you really mean Amit?
Yes, Amit. I do really mean Amit.
Well, let Lata decide for herself.
Oh, please, let me out at Newmarket. I'll join you later.
But your headache, darling?
It's all right. I have to buy a few things. I'll come home in a taxi.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes. Just drop me right here.
They haven't upset you?
No. Bye, darling.
Bye-bye. You have quite needlessly upset my wife.
Oh, don't be silly, Arunbhai. And stop referring to Meenakshi as my wife.
Oh, come back, Sahib. Come. Sit down.
You look startled.
No, I was reading. What time is it?
Just after 8, but the year is soon to change, Saida Begum.
I was aware of it. Next year will be an interesting year.
What makes you say that? This year was interesting enough for me. Something the matter?
A woman by herself, what place can she find in an ungentle world?
That is why she must have someone to protect her.
Too many problems for mere admirers. Admirers themselves are sometimes the problem. House, tax, food, arrangements. Someone's education must be looked after. A dowry has to be arranged. And a suitable boy must be found. Endless. Endless.
You mean for your sister?
Tasneem. Yes. Who would think that there would be people paying court to her? Here in this house?
Who?
You needn't act so innocent.
Saida bhai, honestly.
Not you. Not you. There is a market for injured innocence, and it is not to be found between these walls.
I promise I have no idea of what you are talking about.
However, and it must remain so. कठिन है राह गुजर बड़ा कठिन है सफर कठिन है राह
गुजर Why did you say this year would be so interesting for you? Why did you say that?
Oh, that. 52 is the number of a pack of cards. Things are complete. Fate is bound to have shuffled and dealt things in a comprehensive way this year. So far, I have lifted the edge of only two cards that have fallen to me. A queen and a jack. A begum and a gulam.
Of what suit?
Hearts, perhaps. At any rate, I can see that they are both red. I can't see any more. But I don't wish to continue this conversation. Forgive me. I must now ask you to go.
Sega, but tell me why. You're reading the book I gave you?
God knows I should have been reading the Quran, not Ghalib. But who knows what one will do from one moment to the next.
A page is torn?
Yes, I should have it managed better.
Let me do it for you. I can have it done. How did it get torn?
Dasa, do you not see what state I'm in? I cannot answer questions. I was reading your book when you came in. Why do you not believe that I was thinking of you?
Saida, I can believe it, but what use is it to me that you should merely think of me when I'm not here? This is an unjust way to treat me. You promise me heaven one minute and then you throw me the next into hell. I can see that you are distressed by something, but by what? I want to help you. Is there someone else you are seeing? Is that it?
It is up to you to think what you like. Think that I too have gone mad. It is beyond me to say what is the matter.
Saida, become. Saida, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, do not apologize. This is the easiest part of the night for me. I dread what is to come.
Is it the Raja of Mur? Is he coming?
The Raja of Mur? Yes, yes, perhaps. Please leave me. Here, have some mango. There is a knife there. This will nourish you better than what comes of it.
Every night I have thought of you. Every morning I have lingered for a few minutes in bed imagining that we were together. And now you grant me just 5 minutes of your time?
Mahan, please leave.
I will not till you tell me who's coming.
I cannot tell you.
You will not tell me?
No, I cannot. Please believe me when I say I cannot. I cannot.
Town. I'm just doing some delivering work for my father.
Good, I really need to talk to you. Let's have a drink.
I can't, I'm expected somewhere.
She's toying with me, Firoz. She beckons to me and then she shuts the door in my face. I don't know why.
Did you do anything to upset her?
Nothing, nothing at all.
Have you been drinking?
Of course.
Look, I have to go. Why don't you go back? My father's having a gathering to welcome in the new year. I'll be along in a little while. I just need to do a few things. I'll meet you at home and we'll have a drink then.
Will Amit be there?
Oh, well, I hope so, Ma. He does live at my parents' house.
Well, then, you will have no objection to Varun going as well.
Ma, I've got other plans.
To go drinking and gambling all night with that Jason and Sajid?
No.
Yes, I know all about your plans. You are to accompany your sister and do not leave the party for a moment. I do not want Lata going off by herself. I do not trust Arun and Meenakshi.
Oh, why not?
They will be having much too good a time to keep an eye on Lata.
I suppose I shouldn't have a good time myself.
No, not if your sister's future is at stake. What would your father say? Lata, put off the light. Electricity does not grow on trees. And Meenakshi, all this gallivanting about, all this frivolity is a disgrace in a city as poor as Calcutta. Especially when you're expecting...
All the rest is drab and dribble.
You're a very irresponsible girl, Meenakshi, I can tell you that. How dare you sing to me like that?
Oh, Happy New Year. For later, Ma.
Shall I come in, Saida Vega?
Yes. Come in, Firoz. Close the door.
I just met Maan on the street.
Oh, how was he?
A little drunk.
You and he are good friends, I think.
Yes.
Does he know why you are here?
Why am I here?
You have been writing letters to Tasneem.
Well?
How long has this been going on?
Perhaps you should ask her.
I forbid you to write to her again. Or to have anything to do with her.
Sayyida Begum, I know that you are highly protective of your sister. And perhaps I should have approached you before making contact with her. But I am in love with her. And the last thing on my mind is to dishonor her in any way.
Tasneem is not my sister. She is yours. Yes. She is my daughter. God forgive me and God forgive your father. Now go in peace. I must say my prayers.
I have to see her.
You cannot see her. She is no longer here. I have sent her away.
I don't believe you. I have to see her.
Feroz.
Billy, I can't make it on Thursday. The shady lady's just phoned to say they're having a special meeting.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So it will have to be Wednesday.
I can't. Why did you get me away from my friends? She will begin to suspect me.
She will not. But it's good your back's turned to her at the moment. If she saw you looking so angry, she certainly would. And indignation doesn't suit you. In fact, nothing suits you. Only your birthday suit. Don't blush, Billy. Or I shall be forced to kiss you passionately an hour before your New Year kiss is due. Wednesday, then. Don't evade your irresponsibilities.
You have the most extraordinary expression on your face.
Arvind. Hello.
What were you thinking of?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I want to talk to you.
Yes, here I am.
My name is Baby.
Mine is Amit.
I know that, I know that. Everyone knows that. Are you trying to impress me with your modesty?
No.
I love your book, sir. Especially The Fever Tree. I think of it all night. Oh, I mean The Fever Bird. You look smaller than your photographs. You must be very leggy.
What do you do?
I like you. I know whom I like. Visit me in Bombay. Everyone knows me. Just ask for Baby.
All right. I think one needs to escape. Do need to escape.
I can't. I have a chaperone. Varun.
I'm sure we can give him the slip. I'll show you the lights on Cook Street. Come on.
Taxi?
Sir Javinda da.
Park Street, please.
Why not Bombay to meet Baby?
How dare you? Who let you in? Take your shoes off in my room.
Where is he?
Who? The parakeet? His cage is covered up, as you can see.
You know who I mean? I saw him come in.
How dare you? How dare you go in my bedroom? Get out! How dare you think? Never come here again. Get out before I call Bibu.
Where is Feroz?
She hasn't been here.
What is this then? It's his walking stick.
He has gone.
Why did he come? To meet your sister? Is it your sister he's in love with? Why are you laughing? Stop it! Stop it! Tell me he came to see your sister.
No.
He came to see you about your sister.
My sister. My sister. It is not my sister he's in love with. It is not my sister he's in love with you.
Don't betray me. Tell me where he is. He's still here. Where is he?
Doctor.
Where is he?
Doctor.
Where is he?
Man! Look here, man. Man, what's the matter? Man, let's talk
this over. Man, is there... Put it down. He entrance.
Rose. Why? Go. Go. You're bleeding.
Go. 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 Typical family,
Amit. I would say you are an atypically typical family.
Not typically atypical.
Perhaps that too.
Christmas trees everywhere. Electricity growing on trees.
What was that?
Ma's always telling me that electricity doesn't grow on trees.
It's very nice to see you again.
I feel the same way. The cemetery we visited before is on this street, isn't it?
Yes.
Very different from the other end.
Very. Do you want to see it by night?
No. It would be very strange seeing all those stars. A night of memories and of size.
I should have pointed them out to you by day.
Pointed what out?
The stars.
By day?
Yes. I can tell you roughly where the various stars are by day. Why not? They're still in the sky. The sun only blinds us to that. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
May I?
Amit, you didn't plan this, did you?
Of course not. Do you want me to deliver you back to Varun? Or, should we take a walk by the Victoria Memorial?
Neither. I'm feeling tired. I'd like to go to sleep. 1952, how new it seems, as if each digit were polished.
A leap year.
I'd better go back to the party. Varun will really panic if he finds me gone.
Oh, I'll drop you back home then. I'll go back to the party and tell Varun myself. How's that?
All right. Thank you, Amit.
I hope you aren't annoyed with me. New Year's license. I couldn't help it.
So long as you don't claim poetic license the next time.
Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth. The part of Lata was played by Aisha Dharkar, Mrs. Rupa Mehra, Mahbanu Modi Kotwal, Harish, Rahul Bose, Amit, Rajat Kapoor, Kabir, Purab Kohli, Saida Bai, Ila Arun, Meenakshi, Radhika Dikunya, Arun, Farid Kareem, Pran, Joy Sen Gupta, Savita, Aisha Menon, Maan, Pushan Kriplani, Firoz, Kwaza Thakur Padamsi, and Malti, Lavleen Mishra. Other parts were played by Devika Shani, Sanjeev Vatsa, Nadir Khan, Kunal Roy Kapoor, Noel Godin, Firdosi Jasawala, Argya Lehri, and members of the cast. The music was composed by Sasha Putnam, Raymond Mirza, and Nick Russell Pavia. The Swarli soloist was Iqbal Wasi, and the songs were performed by Ila Arun. A Suitable Boy was dramatized and directed by John Wrighton.
Join us again next week at the same time for the conclusion of A Suitable Boy. For Sunday Showcase, I'm executive producer Damiano Pietropaolo. Good night.